And a pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We are glad you're with us this morning, and hopefully you are enjoying the home stretch of the month of October. Lots of big Halloween events coming up next week. Of course, Boone Boo downtown on Halloween. That's always a great opportunity for our business community to engage with our local community and have all kinds of ghouls and goblins walking up and down the street getting candy, and all of us parents just love that aspect of it. So soon enough, we will be talking about our winter season beginning. Daylight savings time, not too far away from switching. And as we start talking more about the upcoming ski season and our winter tourism season, please note that there are two very important job fairs that are going on this weekend here in the High Country. If you're one of those employees like many here that seasonally job hop, maybe you work out in one of the outdoor attractions during the summer and that transitions into working up at one of the ski resorts or other winter tourism destinations during the wintertime months, this is your time to go out there and find that next job. Two different resorts will be having job fairs this weekend. Both Appalachian Ski Mountain and Sugar Mountain will be holding hiring events, both of them with numerous positions, both outside and inside their operations to fill. You can head to those respective websites, appskimountain.com or skisugar.com, and get all of the information on where those events will be, what they will be looking for, and some of the jobs that they do have available. Looking at Sugar Mountain's information, they have quite a few incentives for part-time and full-time employment opportunities. So again, if you are looking for a job, maybe you're an App State student thinking about staying up here for that lengthy winter break and you're looking for something to do, these are two great opportunities to do so. Again, Appski Mountain and Sugar Mountain holding some job fairs this weekend. We've got an event tomorrow morning, and who knows, maybe you can network your way into a job. It's a business before hours tomorrow morning at Mass General Store downtown in Boone, 7:30 in the morning till 9. Parking restrictions will be relaxed in the immediate area around Mass Store, thanks to our friends at the town of Boone. We do encourage you to park in the Queen Street lot just based on its proximity to Mass General Store, and come on in and join us for what will be a fun event to start the morning. Farm Cafe is working on the menu, and they are actually cooking with ingredients that you can find inside Mass General Store. So a little bit of a cross promotion there. But again, 7:30 to 9 tomorrow morning. You can RSVP online at boonechamber.com, or you can call the office, 264-2225. Plenty going on in our community. We've got all kinds of projects, all kinds of different things going. And one of those kind of next thing that you will visibly see is one of our largest insurance agencies moving their physical location. We'll talk with Chuck Eiler of Peak Insurance Group here in just a moment about that move and about his evolving business as we continue this morning with Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Up and running at New Market Center, Boone's only specialty running store, promotes the joy of running and walking to people of all fitness levels in and around the High Country. They even provide group training and learning opportunities. Running groups meet and run together. Run at your own pace and decide your own distance. On Thursdays, start and finish from Up and Running at 5:30 p.m. On Mondays, start and finish from Hatchet Coffee at 6 a.m. On Saturdays, start and finish from the Wellness Center at 8 a.m. Come out for fellowship, meet new runners, and be a part of the local running community. Also, Up and Running offers a specialty training program. Let Caleb, Jason, or one of the other skilled runners train you for a 0 to 5K run. Check the website at upandrunningboone.com to sign up for a training group or for more info. Rather than having a department store experience, go to Up and Running at New Market Center, the High Country's only specialty running store. upandrunningboone.com.
The Village of Banner Elk is the destination for fun in the High Country. Spanning a whole town block in the heart of Banner Elk, the open-air design hosts dining, drinks, billiards, and an arcade for the whole family, all in one place. Whether it's a quick lunch or a romantic dinner or a family night out, you'll find it at the Village of Banner Elk. And now, for a limited time, go to experiencebannerelk.com to register to win a free stay at Azalea Inn Bed and Breakfast. experiencebannerelk.com.
Are you looking for a delicious experience for the whole family? It's time to visit Ashe County Cheese. Ashe County Cheese is the Carolinas' oldest cheese plant, producing quality cheese since 1930. See cheese made in the factory viewing room free of charge. Visit our store and take home one of the High Country's richest traditions. Bus groups are welcome. Visit Ash County Cheese on East Main Street, West Jefferson, online at ashcountycheese.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you here this morning. And as we mentioned, you know, a lot always going on in the business development side of things. We're real close to seeing the Horton Hotel open downtown. I saw Denise Lovin giving a tour of that this morning. And boy, they are just really weeks away from opening the doors on what will be our first downtown hotel in quite some time. There are numerous other projects that are going on with commercial development, even some residential development. And people often drive up and down the road and say, oh, hey, what's going in there? I saw this building sold. What's next there? Well, there is a new tenant, if you will, in what is an older or an old bank in the Newmarket Shopping Center area that will soon be the home to one of the emerging insurance agencies in our community. And we're talking this morning here with Chuck Eiler of the Peak Insurance Group, formerly Chuck Eiler of Nationwide Insurance, Charles Eiler Agency. Did you just feel like dropping your name out of the title, or what's the deal there?
It's not about me. Thanks, David, for having me on this morning, and thanks to the Chamber of Commerce for all the good work they do in the community. It's a good opportunity to meet with you and talk to our friends in the community and at the Chamber. We've done some rebranding, and we'll get into that maybe a little bit later, but we were kind of busting out of the seams at our current location. We'd actually, since we merged with Andy Harkin's agency, they came into our building, and we had to build out an office just to kind of make that fit within our building. And we have a part-time person sharing a desk with a claims adjuster, and we are just busting out of the seams. And so as much as I like that location and that facility, and Park Terrell, of course, originally built that building, so there's some history there with the agency. We were just out of room, and an opportunity was brought to me with the First National Bank moving out of the building in the Newmarket Shopping Center. And you know, it was just one of those things that happens in business sometimes, where you just get struck by lightning, and the right things fell into place, and we have a great new building that's going to be a new facility for us. It's going to be more parking, a bit larger facility. We're going to have larger meeting space. Of course, we have more offices, which will be good for us. And it's relatively close to, within our current agency, so not too far for our clients to find us. So we couldn't be more excited about it.
We'll talk more about the physical move here in just a moment, but you mentioned something a moment ago of merging your agency, the Charles Eiler Nationwide Insurance Agency, which won our Chamber Large Business of the Year Award, might add, back in January. Merging with Andy Harkins, you're talking about two nationwide insurance agents that have had very successful agencies here over the course of the last several decades, really, if you want to trace that back to Park's time before you were able to take that agency over, and certainly Andy's been up here for a long time. What was the goal of that merger, and what have you seen now that it's more than a year in the rear view, just about?
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, it's been even better than expected. A lot of good things have come out of the synergy of that. So Andy and I got together, and we weren't sure how this would work. I mean, yeah, we share friends and clients and policyholders, and that was always uncomfortable when, you know, you got one policy with one agency and another policy with another, and of course we're all in similar circles in Boone. But I think what's come out of that is relationships. I feel like we've really been able to expand on the relationships that we both already had, and share in that. And so that's created a lot of really positive things, I think, for our clients, certainly for our staffs. We were able to merge the two staffs together, and Andy had, a couple of people that had, 20 years in the business, and we were able to bring on that with us, and vice versa. So, you know, we really just feel more well-rounded, is the way I would say it. And I think easier to do business with, under one Nationwide in Boone is kind of how we started that project. And, you know, it's just, you know, not that we didn't expect it to go well, but honestly, it's just, I would say it's been even better than expected. We're just having a great time working together. And I think all of our clients and policyholders, have been excited about it. And I don't think anybody's felt like we really missed a beat.
Chuck Eiler joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. So let's flash forward then. You and Andy Harkins merge. Now we see as you are beginning to transition into a new facility, you're also transitioning under a new umbrella. Tell us about Peak Insurance Group, where that concept came from, and how your current customers and maybe future customers will still find you and Andy, their old Nationwide agents under that umbrella.
Yeah, we don't want to confuse anybody. We still offer Nationwide and the same great products that Nationwide has always had. However, Nationwide has allowed us more recently to also get contracts with other insurance companies. So we can now also offer some of the other insurance carriers that people are used to seeing. So we can offer Travelers and Liberty Mutual and some of the other big names that you see. And that only means good things for our clients and our customers. And we're grateful that Nationwide will allow us to do that. Nationwide realizes that they don't always have every product for everyone, and they don't want to be everything to everyone. They're very good at what they do, but situations come up that they just don't have products for. And so they've allowed us to become more independent agents. And so we could continue to brand ourselves as Nationwide, and I want people to still remember that we offer that, and they can still keep their policies with Nationwide. But I want people to understand now that we're larger than that, and we offer more products than that. And so that's where Peak comes into play. That's us, letting people know that we're more than just Nationwide now. We have other products that we can share and offer, and we hope to provide those to you.
And with Nationwide nationally allowing agents to do that kind of thing, is that just a sign of the time in the insurance industry that it's as much about customer service as it is about product? Keeping one customer under one roof and offering a variety of things versus telling that person, well, I can take this aspect for you, but you need to go here, here, and here for some of those other products you might need.
Absolutely. And that has a lot to do with it. So we don't have to ask customers to walk away because we can't provide something for them. So with all of the resources that we have now and all the different carriers, we should have products for just about anyone. And I think that's wise. And I think that's the smart thing to do on Nationwide's point, because we're also going to attract in customers that maybe wouldn't have come to us because they thought, well, Nationwide doesn't offer this product. But now that they know that we're Peak Insurance and that we're an independent insurance agency, maybe they'll give us a try on their other products. So we're excited about the opportunity. I think sky's the limit there.
We're talking with Chuck Eiler this morning, and I mentioned a moment ago that his Nationwide Insurance Agency won our Chamber Business of the Year back in January of this past year, or January of this current year, as a matter of fact.
Time goes by quickly.
But
it's almost time for a new business of the year.
Maybe you'll be on that committee now. That's one of the things we didn't tell you before.
Oh, got it.
But as you think about where you have come from with your business model from January to now, a lot of folks in our community are in similar positions where there's a growth opportunity. There's an opportunity to move to a larger facility. In your case, you've added some other agencies off the mountain to what is now the Peak Insurance Group. How have you leveraged all of those things? What was it that told you now is the right time to go and to expand and to check off some of these projects that you've been able to do as a business here?
Well, it certainly does bring a lot of opportunity. We do have locations now in Winston-Salem and Hiddenite. And what I keep finding about all of this is that the more talent and the more people you bring into your organization, the more things happen. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the people that work for me and what an amazing job they do every single day. And those are the people that you're really dealing with on the front lines in our agency. And we're grateful. And that's really what makes us who we are. We talked a lot along. You asked me about taking the risk and taking the chance and how you know when to do that. I think that it's always a risk, right, to go out and to do something bigger. It would have been fine for me to continue on the way that we're doing things. But, I think the economy's changed. I think technology changes, right? I think the way that people interact with insurance agencies is going to change over time. And if we're not always changing with that, I don't think we're going to be around, in the future. So all of this is about us being able to position ourselves, down the road to be the insurance agency of the future. And, you know, that sounds a little hokey, but, you know, people are going online more. People are using technology more. We're bringing some of those things into our agency. I want, you know, we have a mobile app that you can download for our agency where you can see our policies. You know, we offer 24-hour customer service. I mean, there's a number of things that you can interact with us. Or, and the one thing that the 1-800 numbers don't offer is you can come into our office and see us face-to-face. So a little bit of a hybrid for some of those things, and being able to leverage, you know, all of the agencies that we have and you know, all of those different resources is helping us to be able to do that. You know, I wish I could answer better for you when it's time to take a risk for all the business owners out there. Sometimes you just got to do it, and you got to be thinking forward. So,
well, we'll talk more about what this new facility will do for Peak Insurance Group, doing some of the things that Chuck just talked about, interfacing with customers and how that will improve their overall customer service model. We'll get into that conversation when we come back from this break here this morning on Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
You've heard about the benefits of buying life insurance. But have you considered the benefits of buying wife insurance? At Village Jewelers, you'll find everything you need to protect your relationship from the risk that comes with being a husband. They have a great selection of earrings, necklaces, bracelets, estate jewelry, and more. Whether you need basic coverage or special coverage, the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Village Jewelers will be happy to assist you. Visit Village Jewelers today, across from the historic post office in downtown Boone.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail." This is especially true regarding your finances and retirement. Hi, Mark Mersman here, co-host of USA Financial Radio. Heard Saturday mornings at 10 on 1450 WATA. Planning first and investing second is exactly what we discuss with you every week on USA Financial Radio. So set an appointment to join us right here every Saturday morning at 10. USA Financial Radio is brought to you by Jerry Hannafin of the Estate Planning Center.
We here at High Country United Church of Christ urge you to vote this November, regardless of party affiliation. The vitality of our democracy depends on each of us to vote and to do so with conscience, not fear or anger.
Vote for the candidates whose words and actions reflect the teachings of Jesus and the prophets to seek justice, have compassion for all, and love neighbor and stranger without exception.
Vote for those who unite us, not divide us.
He gets his music online, his t-shirts at the mall, and his drugs from his home medicine cabinet. Fact, 67% of misused medication comes from family or friends. Take action to prevent prescription drug misuse in your home by counting and properly securing your meds and safely disposing of expired or unused medication. Be aware, don't share. LockYourMeds.org/NC. Supported by the North Carolina DHHS and SAMHSA.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson visiting with Chuck Eiler of Peak Insurance Group, the nationwide insurance agent that you still know. He and Andy Harkins, part of what is a larger footprint of an insurance agency regionally, and also moving into a new facility that he mentioned a moment ago. So, Chuck, talk about this new location, and as we were kind of following up on some customer service discussion a moment ago, what will this new facility allow your customers to do with you and your staff in terms of the interactiveness and what people typically walk into an insurance agency hoping to find these days?
Yeah, well, you know, we one thing and that we're going to talk to the Chamber of Commerce about, if you know a guy, is hopefully hosting a business after hours there. So we weren't able to do that with our current facility. We're limited on parking. We're limited on space. We're also sharing our current facility with several other businesses. So this will be our location, and it's a larger facility. I think the flow inside the office is a little better, a little more conducive to customers coming in and out. A little side note, but the bank is going to keep the ATM there. So there'll still be an ATM location in the parking lot for people to be able to utilize.
Well, that's a product offering.
That's right. That's
come
right.
Come by, pay your insurance premium, and if you don't have a check, just go get the cash.
just go get the cash out of
it. We take green as well.
There is a fantastic, for the business community's perspective, there's a fantastic meeting room upstairs, a conference room, that we hope to be able to host, you know, maybe the business development committee and some other meetings in town, and maybe have other people use. I know the Red Cross has used our facility. We're at currently in our conference room for a couple meetings, and of course the business development committee's been there too. But I'm open to that, to using our facility for community meetings, community access. We hope to do some fundraisers there. We've been limited to having events at our location, and I think that that's something that I'd really like to do more of. There's a lot of philanthropic stuff that we'd like to be involved in and we would like to host and be able to use our facility for, and we haven't had that kind of facility in the past. So we hope that our customers and clients and the community will join us when we're able to do things at our facility that hopefully will support and better the community.
What's your timeline look like as far as moving goes?
Oh, yeah. We are actually opening on November 5th.
You put us on the spot. I'll put you back on the spot.
Yeah. When's our business after hours?
Yeah, fill out the form.
That's right. We are opening on November 5th. And just for any of our customers and clients listening, we need a couple of days to kind of get over there and settled. We will be closing our office next Thursday and Friday. I think that's next Thursday and Friday. It's November 1st and 2nd.
That's right.
We're going to be closing our office so that we can move and get settled in the new facility. And we will open on Monday, November the 5th, regular schedule. So we hope that you'll come and visit our office. We'll try to get some ceremonies together. We'd like to do a ribbon cutting and have kind of a grand opening thing. With the holidays coming up, you know, it's very possible that maybe that ends up being January or something, but hopefully we get the word out there. So it is 149 Jefferson Road. It's the old, everyone probably knows it now as, it used to be the Yakin Bank building, and then that was First National Bank in New Market Center. So please come over and visit us and stop by.
Real quick, we got about 3 minutes here that we have left on the program, and, you know, talking more global insurance related topics. The state of North Carolina especially has been hit hard by a variety of storms here over the last few months, and this has been a national trend where you see, whether it's a hurricane, a severe storm outbreak, even winter storms have had this kind of effect, nor'easters and whatnot. How do you see the insurance industry dealing with this short term, correcting for it long term in terms of maybe some policy changes in how they do business and how you insure people?
Yeah, so, you know, storms are going to happen, and, you know, the response to storms is important. I think Nationwide did exceptional. We fielded over 16,000 claims from the most recent hurricane in North Carolina to within about 7 or 8 days. And we were able to do that pretty functionally. A lot of the beach plan is actually funded by the state of North Carolina, so people actually purchase the insurance through the North Carolina wind and hail policy, and so some of that is paid out actually through the government. So I think what people don't realize a lot of times, the insurance companies actually do work with the insurance commission and the local, state, and federal government for a number of reasons. We always learn things from storms. And we never know what exactly they're going to look like. Each storm is different. And, you know, I hear stories after every single storm of people that have stayed. And they said this, they always say the same thing. Well, you know, we've lived through 20 storms and my building's never flooded, or we've lived through 20 storms and, you know, everything's always been fine. And then this is the one that their house was completely destroyed. And unfortunately they were there injured or killed or whatever. I heard a few things like that, and I just, you know, kind of reminding people that this could be the one. And of course, always a few days before the storm, people start calling, want to make sure the insurance is in force and those kinds of things. We're happy to help you guys do that. But don't let this storm be the one. If you're in a dangerous area, get out, and don't think that this isn't going to be one that's going to happen to you. I would say, you know, a lot of people have asked the same question, maybe what you're getting a little bit, but is there going to be a huge rate increase because of all these claims that were paid out? We'd actually been pretty prepared for that, and so was the state. And we had increased rates over the last 5 years, you know, which was a pressure and pain on people, but we did it incrementally, and that put us in a very good position to handle a big storm. And so what I'm hearing right now is that in spite of that, storm. We're not looking at large rate increases because of that. That we were prepared for it, and kind of ready for that to happen. And I think that's good news.
Awesome news and great insight into the industry. We wish you best of luck with the move here coming up pretty soon. I'm busy next Thursday and Friday, so I can't help you lift any boxes.
Thank you,
but
David.
I'm sure we'll get our Chamber of Commerce staff out there. But always enjoy it. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for the time.
All right, Chuck Eiler joining us from Peak Insurance Group. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. Same time, same place next week, right back here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning. Flu